Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Let's take another call here. Hello, Best Show.
You have a collect call from an inmate at Curran from Hold Correctional Facility. Do you accept the charges?
Like, this is a call from a prison from an inmate? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll definitely accept the charges.
You're a rich girl, and it's on you, you know it don't matter.
Oh, hang on, hang on. Let me turn my tunes down. How's it going?
Hello?
Hello?
Wait, is this Roy?
How'd you know it was me?
Well, I recognize your voice.
Oh.
And then, yeah, wait, what was, I heard Hall & Oates.
Yeah, Rich Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that play, so your voice plus the Hall & Oates tipped it that it was you.
Oh, you put two and two together.
I did, yes.
Fair enough, mm-hmm. Fair enough.
What were you playing that song on?
Oh, my iRiver MP3 player. I snuck it into the hut. What I did was I stowed it up in my... Oh, you didn't bleep me, did you?
Oh, yeah, no, I totally bleeped you. I had to...
What?
Come on, Roy.
Are you kidding me? They're saying S hit on Fargo like every 2 minutes, and I can't say that I stowed my iRiver MP3 player up in my... Did you do it again?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, look, to answer your question, I play that through, the cardboard paper towel tube. That acts as a speaker.
Really?
Yeah. I'm learning all kinds of fun things in here.
Uh-huh. Well, can I ask you about here?
Sure. Yeah.
Why on earth are you in jail?
Oh, man, check it out. I got a total bum rap. You know, they still say that in here.
Bum rap?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a thing?
Oh, yeah, they all say it.
Guys are saying they got a bum rap?
Look, yeah, see, I got a bum rap, see?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a couple guys talk like that still.
Are those old guys?
Guys in their 40s.
40s? Guys in their 40s, that's like a Jimmy Cagney voice.
Who?
I barely know who that is either.
No, Peter Brady said on the Bradys, remember? On that show, the Bradys.
Yeah, on the Bradys. That show. I think it was called the Brady Bunch.
What?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Not
no, remember,
Brady.
Here's the story about the Bradys.
Yeah.
They're doing stuff in California, yay!
You're mixing up different shows.
Oh, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, look, why am I in here?
Yeah.
Oh. You seen Creed yet?
Creed?
I ain't talking about the cool rock group everyone can't get enough of.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the newly released installment in the Rocky franchise.
Yes, Creed, which is about Apollo Creed's son.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, I ain't actually seen it on account of being in the hut. But you know they got Carl Weathers' actual son to play his movie son, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's not true. I know for a fact they didn't do that. The actor who plays Apollo Creed's son is named Michael B. Jordan.
Crack IMDb much? It don't sound like you do. No, they got Carl Weathers Jr. to play him.
Carl Weathers Jr.?
Yeah, the fast food empress Mario.
Okay. Wait, what? What are you talking about?
crack a Southwestern hamburger chain much? It don't sound like you do. Carl Weathers Jr. is the CEO of Carl's Jr. Why?
Uh-huh. Carl's Jr., the burger franchise.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's just one of many fun facts I have in my awesome brain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Roy, you're still kind of beating around the matter at hand here of why you're in jail.
Okay, yeah, I guess I did get lost in a side tangent. Mm-hmm. So, do you remember a couple years ago when I tried to audition for Silver Linings Playbook and I was treated like an absolute utter subhuman by David O. Russell?
Yeah, well, I do remember that, and you clearly have a different version of things. I remember hearing the story from you and taking away from it that you scared him so bad. David O. Russell, the director of Silver Linings Playbook, you scared him so badly that he had to, like, call the police on you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he don't know good acting when he sees it, you know? Hollywood don't. And I'll tell you, anti-subtlety is lost on these Hollywood ash-olays.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ash-olay. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
I know even though you're on the internet, you're still super uptight about people cussing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, we try to do it as a show that's not just obscenity-laced.
Oh, like the Bradys.
Why, was that obscenity-laced?
No, I'm saying it's like that was a family show. Your show's a family show, too.
Well, not
like that guy Dave Hill's show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. Well, his has a curse right in the title of it.
It does, yeah. Dave Hill's MFMFMFMFASS show.
I don't know if that's the title, Roy. I think it's the goddamn Dave Hill show.
What, are you having a smokers convention over there?
Well, Dave's here and he's listening and he's...
He's there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
I'm super nervous. I ain't never been so nervous to talk to someone on the radio ever.
Uh-huh. You're talking to Dave Hill.
Oh, my God.
Well, how do you know Dave Hill, Roy?
Well, I started listening to WFMU when he went on the air.
Okay. Oh, so wait, that's not true, though. No, you called my show for a good 9 years.
When?
During the run of the best show on WFMU.
Oh, I thought that was one long tedious dream.
One long what?
Tedious dream?
One long tedious
like
dream.
Like a nightmare, yeah.
Sure. Just an endless nightmare that wouldn't stop. And when I left and then Dave started doing the show, then you woke up from the nightmare?
I did, yeah. And then it was heaven from there on out until I ended up in the hut.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't tell you how I got in here, did I?
No, you still didn't say how you ended up in jail.
Okay. So look, anywho, one day I get word that they're going to be shooting a Creed scene at Johnny Brenda's. Have you been there?
Yes, I have. It's a very small club in Philadelphia.
It is indeed. It's so small, in fact, it was voted worst tiny stage to be on when crippling diarrhea strikes in Polestar magazine.
I didn't even know that would be a category in any sort of contest.
Yes, Maxwell's used to get it.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah.
So now Johnny Brenda's has it locked up.
It is, yes. So yeah. I show up at Johnny B's under the guise of being a dolly grip.
Mm-hmm.
See, Tom, in showbiz parlance, a dolly grip is the guy who's in charge of keeping tabs on whatever dolls are being used in the production by keeping them in a giant pair of vice grips.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, Roy.
Maybe you're the dumbest thing I ever heard.
A dolly grip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
A dolly grip works with the equipment for the lighting and the production.
Yeah, lighten those dolls.
No, it's not about Roy, it's not a...
Yeah, it's like that film that Karen... Remember Karen Black was in the film? It was called, oh man, it had three parts, and her part was called The Leg Stabber Doll.
It was a movie called Trilogy of Terror.
What?
Yeah. And hers was terrifying.
Yeah.
There was like a little doll that was chasing her around.
Yeah, you know who played the doll?
Who?
Herbie Villachez.
That's no. The doll was very small.
No, he was saying the legs, and he was stabbing him.
No, he did not. Hervé Villechaize did not play the doll in Trilogy of Terror.
Okay, we could agree to disagree on that all night.
Sure, I guess one of us could probably crack IMDb.
Yeah, I don't got no got no internet access in here.
That's
right.
That's right. Well, Roy, I got to say that dolly grip thing is the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
Okay, fair enough. Well, look. So, oh wait.
Yeah.
Now it's making sense. I think this is why the director Ryan Coogler, he looked at me so weird when I demanded to see Rocky's Dollhouses.
Rocky's Dollhouses.
Yeah.
So you're on set.
Yeah.
Pretending to be a member of the crew.
Yeah.
And you're asking, and you heard, so I'm assuming you heard that there was a position called dolly grip, and then you interpreted it however you figured it must be some sort of person who holds on to the dolls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I seen it at the end of that movie Night Shift.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? This is Chuck reminding Bill to shut up. Is that what it was?
You're making Night Shift. Okay.
Remember Night Shift?
Yeah, it's the Michael Keaton movie.
No, it's the Fonzie movie.
Well, no, that's Henry Winkler.
Who?
The guy who played Fonzie.
Yeah, Windbreaker Man from Happy Days.
Windbreaker Man, yeah.
So, look, anyway.
So you're on set.
Yeah.
And you're asking to see Rocky's Dollhouses.
Yeah, right. And they're acting like I'm nuts. Can you believe it?
I you know what? I can believe it.
They're acting like I'm sketchy. Me, sketchy, right?
Who could have thunk it, huh?
Right, yeah. So, right? So I'm getting the vibe, so I just kind of melt back into the background. Mm-hmm. You know, like that Bob Dylan song where he tells that woman, babe, to go melt back into the night. Remember that?
He tells what?
It ain't me, babe. Remember that song? Go melt back into the night.
Go melt back, okay.
Oh, my God. You don't know. You have a radio show and you don't know Bob Dylan?
Okay, I'll take your... I know plenty of Bob Dylan. I didn't know the line, melt back into the night.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
The babe in his song...
Yeah.
...is the same babe in the Stick song, babe. It's true, but she's not the same lady in the Stick song, lady. That was Carol Channing.
Wait, hold on. So Stix, when Stix did the song Lady...
Yes.
...that's about Carol Channing?
It is, yes.
That's insane.
Remember her song, I Love Shticks?
Wait, what did she say?
I Love Shticks.
Carol Channing loves sticks?
Yeah, remember that song, I Love Shticks?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. You got a lot of music lessons to learn.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess you're always learning.
I'm always teaching. You're my student for life. Okay, let me get back to business at hand, all
okay,
right?
Okay, please.
So, when it's time for Adonis Creed, that's not too much of a look at me name for a parent to give a child, is it?
Adonis Creed.
Adonis Creed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is very look at me.
It is. It's like it's up there with Coltrane or Miles or Joe Morello Jr. He was a classic drummer. He played with Dave Brubeck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, again, I digress. In this scene, Adonis Creed, he comes into Johnny Brenda's.
Yeah.
And he sees his super hot new neighbor singing. And he's really impressed. And it's like, if he don't want to make the beast with two backs with her already, he certainly does now, right?
Ew.
What?
Your phrasing is gross.
Oh.
It's weirdly...
That terminology's in the Bible.
That's what I'm saying. It's weirdly traditional, but you make it seem like gross and like currently gross.
I put a little bit of that Ziegler slime on the end of it.
Yes, yeah. It had a little bit of that Ziegler slime on it.
Yeah. So So people are dancing during this scene, right?
Uh-huh.
And they pan across the crowd. Tom, panning means that they sweep across the crowd with the camera?
No, no, I'm fully aware of that, yeah.
Okay. So as they're shooting it, I just slide into the line of people who were being filmed, right? They're reacting to the music.
Yeah.
And right after the camera hits me, I hear someone yell, "Cut!"
Okay. And then what happened?
Well, I was just doing my normal reacting to music thing that I do.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so you made them say cut. What were you doing? What was your reacting to, your normal reacting to music that would make them say cut?
Well, my wife Rhoda describes it as the cross between Raj from What's Happening Doing the Robot and Stephen Hawking at a CBGB's hardcore matinee in 1985.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm watching the Cro-Mags.
Yeah, so imagining Raj from What's Happening doing the robot and imagining Stephen Hawking, what, stuck in the pit at CBGB's?
At a Cro-Mag show, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also I was doing that tongue between your fingers thing at the camera.
Oh, God. That's disgusting. Roy.
So I get thrown off the set. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can completely believe that. That's as believable as it gets, actually.
Well, so I end up doing what any sane person would do after that.
Mm-hmm. Any sane person?
Yeah.
Well, any sane person would probably go home.
Right.
And kind of think long and hard about what they did and maybe chalk that up to a experience and consider it a life lesson.
Yeah, I didn't do none of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's what I did do.
What?
I drove my dune buggy through the front doors, and I did multiple half donuts on the dance floor, because it's so small, until several security guards put me in head, body, and leg locks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I sit here, American justice at its peak, right?
Yeah. Well, Roy, I gotta say, that is American justice at its peak. You should be in jail. You easily could have maimed or even killed somebody. You're driving your dune buggy into Johnny Brenda's?
Yeah, I had my helmet on at least.
Well, I'm not concerned about you.
Oh, you mean I could have killed other people?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. You never thought about that?
No.
Yeah.
Never entered my mind for a second.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe it
should
have.
So I'm in here, and you know what the worst part is?
What's that?
I can't go to the show you and the guy who looks like he's in a Teardrop Explodes tribute band are doing Sunday at Union Transfer in Philly.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing a show down in Philadelphia at Union Transfer this Sunday.
I heard all about it, and you guys are really doing it. I heard this show is selling tickets like hotcakes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the tickets are selling very well. It's a big place. But the tickets are selling really well for the show. It's really exciting.
Is it going to sell posters there?
Yes, we have posters. Neil Numberman did these posters we're going to sell.
Oh, my God.
We'll be signing them after the show.
Good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. And then to top it all off, you two get nominated for a Grammy today for that cool box set you put out this year.
Yeah, well, that actually, Roy, that didn't happen. We did not get nominated for a Grammy for comedy album or for packaging, any of the thing like that for the box set.
Oh, well, those people there must know what they're doing. I mean, they did have the foresight to give A Taste of Honey Best New Artist over Elvis Costello and the Cars back in 1978, mm-hmm. Right?
Well, I guess that shows, well, that makes me feel a little better because we worked so hard on this thing and it's a really embodies so much work throughout our lives, and then so maybe the Grammy thing isn't as important as I thought it was.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it, right?
No, I guess I can't. Wait.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
What's going on?
Oh, my God.
What?
They've run out of coconut cream tasty cakes, and the prisoners are running riot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm going to see if I can get the warden's car keys away from them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh. Oh no! Oh.
your haunches.
My haunches have been riddled.
Is that a laser? I think I heard a laser in there. Roy, does anybody have a laser gun?
My lower haunches now. That hurts real bad.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, Roy... Okay. Wow. Okay. So, wow. I guess that ends... That might be the end of Roy. Roy Zink. That might be the end of Philly Boy Roy. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.
Bye.